Good morning, everybody. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode. I know it's been a little while since I recorded one of these, but I've been hosting some guests for the past 3 weeks here, so I haven't had a chance to record, and it's not an excuse, but I've been fighting my way to record these podcasts for you guys. But every time I was like, okay, you know what, this is going to be the week, I see more people coming in, and these little guests are my nieces and nephews that loves to come over to my house. I'm not sure who told them that this COVID-19 thing was over, but they didn't care. They over here just, you know, having a good time, eating, relaxing, catching up with their cousins. So it's good to see that, but your girl's been busy and tired, and finally today, they are not here. I am so excited. I know it sounds bad, but trust me when I say that I'm happy because I get to have this weekend to myself, you know, some downtime, some time to relax and just get back into the groove of things, you know. Feeding about 10 kids every day, it ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it. But, you know, all in all, I'm blessed. I'm thankful. I ain't complaining about them coming over. It's just really a blessing for them to even want to be around me, you know. I want to be around me and my husband and the kids. It's really a blessing for them to designate my house as the fun house. So all in all, that's what I've been up to these past few weeks. And I am here today to talk to you guys with everything that's going on in our world, right? All right, let's get into it this morning. When I first started podcasting, I think back in 2016 is when I picked up the mic after a trip from Jamaica. I was scared to death to be recording these things, but, you know, at that time I was living in my 750 square feet apartment, and I decided to record these in my closet, and I was just talking about the things that I could not find some of the answers to, you know, the things that I didn't hear nobody else talking about as a believer, as a woman, as a black woman, as a Caribbean woman, you know. And I didn't know so many women, especially women of color, would relate to what I was saying. So it's been a blessing, this journey, you know. And while I did it scared, but now we're here. You know, it's good sometimes just to reflect back on your walk to see where you are. Well, as you can hear by my voice, I just woke up, what, about a few minutes ago, and I was like, if I don't record this podcast, it's not going to get done. So I designated it as the first thing I need to do this morning before I start anything. So here I am. We are here. We are here by the God's grace, by the grace of God. Nobody else is keeping us alive for this long, but God, you know, to be still alive and in living color with this COVID-19 global pandemic, it's definitely a blessing. I don't know about you, but it takes a daily effort and determination on my end to live a positive life, you know, to live not in fear, to believe with all my heart and soul that I am a child of God, and that no matter what the circumstance brings or what it looks like, God got me. Let me tell y'all a little story. Sorry if you hear the pages flipping. So I was talking to my therapist about 2 weeks ago, and she asked me, of course, you know, what was going on with me, yada yada. And the first thing I told her was about this epiphany that I got early on in the month of May. I was driving home one day. I was listening to a psychologist, I think by the name of Dr. Lois Hayes. And she was talking about something, but I can't really remember exactly what it is she was talking about. But I know the title of her thing was Let It Go. And that's the same title for this podcast today. It's called Let It Go. You know, we hold on to so many things that we just have no business holding on to. And since I am very serious about personal development, since I've been on this journey for about 4 years and I've been reading and writing and listening and growing, and does it mean that I'm positive all the time? No, I get mad, I'm human, I get angry, but I am dedicated to the overall growth of Alice Marius. I am dedicated to being a success. I am dedicated to living the life that God dreamed for me to live. And that takes work, practice, and effort. But anywho, back to what I was saying. So I had an epiphany about a couple of weeks ago. And my therapist was like, okay, what was it? I said to her, I finally let my husband go. She got confused and was like, what? I said, I didn't physically let him go. He's still here. But I did it emotionally. And that's when my breakthrough came. You see, for the past 13 years of my marriage, I was looking for my identity in him. Meaning, I wanted him to validate who I was and what I was doing. I blamed him for the good and the bad that came in my life. I sought to change him, per se, to mold him into this picture of what I thought a man should be. All in all, I came to the realization that I never fully accepted who he was and how he showed up in our marriage. So by letting him go, mentally, that is, I was able to take off my blinders and appreciate his role in our marriage. Appreciate the fact that he comes home every single day after work. With all that's going on right now, George Floyd and everything, it gives it a lot, you know, a whole new meaning to have my husband come home every day to see my sons. To respect the fact that he is and will always be the best father our children has ever had. And to understand that nobody puts up with my inconsistencies like he does. And he does it in such a loving way. I always say he does it in such a Christ-like way. Not to say that he is without sin. Not to say that he is Christ. No, in a Christ-like manner. Meaning his love is unconditional for me. His patience with me, the kids, and with everyone he encounters is like I've never seen it. The man is as patient as a rock. So these are just some of the examples of what I wanted to leave you with, of how growth comes in different ways when you think, you know what, I got it together. I've grown. I'm doing better. And then you realize there's still that little thing that you're fighting with. There's still that little blemish. There's still that thought. There's still that way of thinking that you haven't fully let go of, even while you're on the journey. And it's important to analyze every single crack in your life, every single hole, to make sure you fill those voids. Because if you don't, that's when they become bigger holes and bigger voids. And then you find yourself asking a couple years, weeks, months, days later, what happened? And we don't want to be caught off guard, you know. The enemy likes to catch us off guard. But it's important that we stay consistent with our thinking. A man is what he thinks. A woman is what he thinks. And when I say man, it's not the gender I'm talking about. I'm talking about the human race. We are what we think. And we have to be so very careful about what we allow to come into our gold mine. What we allow to come between the space of these two ears that we have. This brain of ours is our most valuable possession as human beings. And as human beings, we've been given the gift of thinking. No other creature on earth has that. No other creature on earth has our brains. And yes, you know, scientists have for years tried to, I'm not sure about the facts 100%, but I've read some things where scientists have tried to relate the human brain to the monkey brain or whatever. But God gave us as human beings the freedom of choice. We're the only creatures on earth that has the freedom of choice. A lion doesn't know anything else but the jungle. A lion doesn't know anything else but to hunt and kill and to feed his family. And if you take that lion out of its natural habitat, he goes crazy because that's all he knows. You take a zebra out of its natural habitat and put it in the zoo, it doesn't function the same. You know, we're the only creatures on earth that God has given the freedom of choice. If we don't like to eat Haitian food, we eat American food. We don't want to eat American food, we eat Chinese food. We don't want to eat Chinese food, we eat Mexican food. You see that? If you live in Florida and it's too hot, you don't want to live here, you go up north where the snow resides. If you don't want to live in the snow, you come back down. You understand? We're the only creatures that are allowed to go about our day as we please. And some of us take that freedom for granted. I think we all can attest to a lot of the lessons that this COVID-19 pandemic has brought. How we all need each other. It shows how important and vital it is for us to have community. It shows how important and vital it is for us to respect, cherish, and love one another regardless of what our skin color looks like. And you know, I think the enemy likes to distract. He loves his job, you know. He loves to take us away from the main thing. But we have to be steadfast as believers in our growth and to not lose focus in the sight of the plan God has for our life. It doesn't mean, it doesn't mean we ignore what's going on around us. It doesn't mean we ignore what's going on in our world. It's evident that America's past is catching up with it, and it has been for a while. Racism is still alive and real. Prejudice is still here. But I call them distractions. Doesn't mean it can't happen to you or me, but I call them distractions because God has a purpose for every single one of us. And we can't let distractions take us away from those purposes. And you know, I have said this countless times on my podcast. And if you've been listening to me for a few years, you know that I've said this ad nauseum. And what I've said is that no one is going to love you like you love yourself. Nobody can love Alice like Alice loves Alice. And when you love yourself, you walk a different way. You talk a different way. You respect yourself more. There are certain conversations you don't even dabble in, right? There are certain places you don't even think to go. There are certain people that you will not allow in your life. I don't allow negativity in my life. I don't allow toxicity because you know why? I was that person. I know how it works. It's a mind game. I know how it is to manipulate, to deceive, to lie, and to get what you want. I've been that person and I've grown out of that person. So why would I allow myself to be around that again after I got out? It's like going to jail for the same case. No. You saw what happened the first time. Why would you go back? Like, why would I go back to that kind of thinking when I've worked so hard to grow away from it? You know? There's certain music I don't allow in my home. There's certain TV shows I don't watch because there's a spirit in everything for me. For me, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I'm sure you've heard me say that a few times. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So there's certain TV shows that I don't even think to watch. I let those things go because I don't want it to ignite a certain spirit in me because it comes on to me that easy. There's certain music that I don't allow to listen to because of the effect that I know it will have on me. And I'm so serious about this growth thing, man. And listen to me. The day you decide that you are no longer going to grow, you might as well die. The day you decide that you're done with learning, you're done with living, you're done with making yourself better, that's when you know you've let go. It's either you grow and thrive, evolve, or dissolve. The choice is up to you. And also, we can't fix what you're not willing to see. You cannot fix what you are not willing to see. In recognizing your triggers, practicing forgiveness, all that will lead you to great success in this journey of self-growth. Like I said before, I've been on this journey of growth for about 4 years, and every day I'm learning something new about myself. It is absolutely refreshing. It is vital on my journey to success. Why? Because success is a mindset. You've probably heard this a lot of times. We are what we think. If you think yourself as a success, that you shall be. If you think yourself as a failure, you are exactly right there too. And that's why the enemy, the media, the world around us wants to get into our heads to make us forget who we are, to make us forget that we were born with a purpose. And if somebody can tap into your gold mine, as Earl Nightingale likes to call it, if somebody can tap into that, then they've won. So you must protect your mind, your thinking, your environment at all cost. And some may say you're full of yourself. Some may think you're bougie. Some may think, oh, dang, she done lost it. Who does she think she is? That's okay. You don't live for people. Like I told y'all, there ain't no bunk beds in the casket. You go by yourself. You came by yourself. And even though I'm a twin, I came into this world with my brother. But we are two different people. Two different set of minds. Two different set of hearts. Two different set of body and souls. You can't live your life wondering or worrying about what others think about you. I know, because I lived that life for so long. I know what I'm saying. And I don't believe that God created you and me to be mediocre. I always tell my kids, man, when I have them do chores around the house, especially my son, since he's the oldest, he does the most. He don't like that, but he does. When I tell my son to do some chores around the house, like clean the bathroom, I always tell him, don't give me 90%. I need 100%. Because I know when he uses his brain at full capacity, he does an excellent job. But when he just moan through it, just talking to his breath through it, he's not giving me 100%. So it's important for us to dedicate ourselves to giving 100%, to being excellent 100%, to being who God called us to be. And we all know it's not easy some days. Heck, some days I don't want to get up out of this bed. And for the past 5 weeks, I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but hang in there with me. For the past 5 weeks, I've been working out, and man, it feels so good. I don't like waking up at 5 every morning, but now that I programmed my brain to do it, I don't even need an alarm clock. I'm just like, boom, let's go, let's get it. And after I say my prayers, the first thing I say is, let's get it. I decided to decide. You see what happens when you make a decision? Everything changes. I decided that I was no longer going to be fat. I decided that I was tired of my wedding ring not fitting my finger. I decided that I was tired of this gut that I got going on. And I just decided to do something about it. And I've so far lost 10 pounds. Yay me. You know, got about 20 more to go. But man, when you make a decision, everything changes. I decided that I was going to work out, and I did it. I decided that I was going to sign up for therapy again, and I did it, and it's been so refreshing. I decided that I'm not living a life of mediocre, that I am a child of God, that I am special in God's eye, no matter what nobody else thinks, you know, and that I know that God has a plan for my life, and I'll never stop believing that. I don't believe I was born without a purpose. I believe we all have purpose, and we're all born with purpose, but a lot of us just spend our life trying to find it when it is already there. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the future holds, but I know God will never leave me. I know that. I know he'll never forsake me like he says in his word. I know that he'll always be with me, and I know I'm here because of God. I am who I am because of him. My confidence comes from God. The way I speak, the way I love, all that comes from God, because without him, I'm not a good person to be around. Without God, I'm toxic. Without God, I'm a wreck. Without God, I'm just another person trying to get by. But with him, I become this superhuman, you know? I can do all things because of him. I can walk up to anybody and speak to them confidently because of God. I can do an excellent job at work because of God. I can love on people that I know that I couldn't love outside of him because of God. I can make friends. I can have friends because of God. Because without him, I don't like people. Without him, people won't like me. Without God, I ain't no good. But because I make him the center of my life, and because I know that it's because of him at 20, because of him at 37, I'm still here. That I should have died a long time ago. That I could have died a long time ago. But God truly has a plan for you and me. And we just can't stop believing that, no matter what is going on around us. The Bible says, even if 10,000 fall to my left or to my right, I know God is with me. And we have to just keep believing that. So if you're serious about becoming all you can, always aim for excellence and to be the best. And you know, the Bible talks too about the poor shall always live among us. But I was listening to Steve Harvey. He said something important. He goes, yeah, the Bible talks about how the poor will always be among us, but why does that have to be you? Yeah, that's good. Why does the poor have to be you? Why can't we have everything? And he got that from John 12:8, where it says, you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. That's Jesus talking. But why do I have to be in that poor category? Why do I have to be the one begging? Why can't I be the one giving? Why I gotta be the one taking? Why can't I be the one, you know, giving that back? Why can't I be successful? Why can't we as children of God aim to be wealthy? Why can't we aim to live the dream life God has for us? We don't have to live our lives with our hands out all the time. I do believe that I'm something special. I do believe God has a plan for my life. And I know some people are like, oh my gosh, what did she just say? Yeah, I just don't think that you're supposed to believe in God and be mediocre. I just don't think that I'm supposed to believe in this big God and not think that I'm special and not think that I have a purpose and not think that God has a plan for my life and not live and walk in my destiny. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that I'm supposed to, you know, not be confident. I don't believe I'm not supposed to have a voice. I don't believe I'm not supposed to speak about what I believe in. And it took me a long time to get here. And some might call it, oh, this person think they all that or whatever. No, but in God, you are all that, right? In God, you are everything. In God, we are more than conquerors, right? Isn't that what the Bible says? In God, we lack nothing. So why do we live like, woe is me? Why do we live with this sad look on our faces all the time? Like, God ain't do nothing for us. Like, the very fact that we're here is not a blessing. You know, I'm sitting here in my bedroom just me. And looking outside my window, and it's raining, and there's just a peace that overcomes me to be here in this home that God has built for us. Is a blessing to manifest it and have it come to life. Is a blessing for God to have us meet one of the coolest realtors. Shout out to Falia Justima. I don't know if I'm saying your last name right, Falia, but she is the bomb. If you need a home, you know, reach out to her. She's awesome. You know? And just to be living in my manifestation, to be living and walking into the path God wants me to walk in, it's a beautiful thing. And it doesn't mean that there aren't any good or bad days. It just means that my belief is so much stronger, so much greater. Nobody can make me deny God. Because he's done so much for me. Excuse me. He's done too much for me to not believe in him. He's taken me out of places that I shouldn't have been in. Taken me out of relationships and affairs and deals and people and jobs that I had no business being in. And he's given me a new life. And I'm willing to share that with you today, to tell you whatever it is that you're holding on to, let it go, because you are worth so much more than that thought. You are worth so much more than that way of thinking. You are worth so much more than material things. You are a precious jewel in the sight of God. And you have to start living and thinking like it. Thank you all so much again for pressing play. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you very soon. Goodbye.